sounds a little wacky. Can you hear me?
Oh,
sounds
Lord.
Like I'm trapped in my cage.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. So I just want to say, Chef, Little Triv is late.
Oh, yeah. He's not doing well, I heard.
No, he's not doing... He's here. He's in the building, but he's having problems in that toilet, and I'm not talking about two. I'm talking about one. He's doing some one in there.
He's taking a long...
One.
Number one.
Number one. Chef, and number one has been in the news lately, and I didn't want to talk about this. I'm all but holding my tongue right now. If I didn't have so many blisters in my fingertips and so many dirty Band-Aids, I wouldn't have said a word, but... Number one has been in the news.
I really don't think we should talk about this, but I also think that we must.
I think that it is a must. It is a given, and I'm giving it to you. What do you think? Tell me what you heard, and tell me what you think.
This is a must-have conversation, and here's what I heard. Counting down, one, two, three, I heard that Trump pissed on a bed in Moscow.
Yeah, okay, so I'll add on to that. I heard that Trump hired hookers to piss pee on a bed in Moscow because he knew the bed was being slept on by Mr. and Mrs. Obama, and he hates them, so he had these hookers pee on it.
That's freaking hilarious. One thing, though, he was with hookers. I think the peeing on the bed thing is hilarious, but he's with hookers.
Hookers, yeah.
Bastard!
Chef, I am the first person to agree with you about shouting. But this is the thing. Hookers are a lot of fun because you do not have to use them for sex. And what makes hookers especially fun, and this is what I think is funny, is hookers... So sex is the hardest thing to get somebody to do. You have to get naked and gross and inside somebody. So you're paying them to do the most extreme thing a person can do.
You're right. I worked my whole life to earn sex with my wife.
Exactly.
And you he's just get her paying in. For that crap.
No, wait, okay.
Thank Go ahead.
You. Okay, because I'm building towards a point here, and I'm going to forget it and start smoking cigarettes outside if I don't get to spit it out right now. But, Seth, this is what happens. You get these hookers to have sex. That is the hardest thing to do. Well, from that point onward, you can still pay them to do anything else because sex is already the most extreme thing. So, basically, they will do anything. Anything you give them money to because they're already willing to do sex. Now, is that screwed up of me to think that you can just pay a hooker to do anything, including peeing on Obama beds? Now, please stop me. Somebody stop me now.
That's a good point. You can pay them and they will do anything.
Okay, I guess maybe I should slow down here. What my ultimate point here is if you can pay a hooker to have sex... You can pay someone to do anything besides sex. And that
For example, pissing on the
pee.
Bed.
Piss. Peeing. See, I always thought pissing meant to make somebody mad, but you keep saying piss, so I'm assuming it means...
Piss. When I am
Is there another word for it that you could explain? Because I don't really know what it means. You keep saying piss, and I thought that meant to be mad.
Tinkle.
Tinkle.
That's like, tinkle's like the baby word you use, then you graduate to what, pee?
Can you describe? Oh, pee.
And
okay,
as
I
a
know
man.
Pee. I know pee. I know pee.
We do have someone on the line.
Little Triv, you are off your Hello? Game. What?
We have someone on the air. You're on the air.
Hey, I've just got something to say about specifically to Lamigan.
Hi.
I myself am a hooker.
Oh, you sound like a guy. No offense, but you sound like you're a guy, and you're saying you're a hooker.
I think what you're saying is wrong.
Okay.
You can't pay me to do whatever you want. What do you want? What do you want me to do? Sex? You want me to sex you up? Fine.
I don't want you to sex me up, sir. I'm interested in women, and I don't mean that in a harmful way.
Sir, I have to ask you, you call yourself a hooker? The term you use is hooker?
I call myself a hooker.
That's the proper way to say it.
Hooker, prostitute. I prefer hooker. Well, I am the hooker.
Well, so if somebody calls you a prostitute, you don't even turn your head, right?
No, it's the same thing to me here.
Oh.
What about a night boy?
That's not okay.
So if I'm walking down... Who said that?
Oh, Seth here.
I'm a hooker, Seth.
That didn't rub you the right way, did it?
It just didn't. Night boy?
Hey, can I ask you...
What station is this?
WRUW. Hey, can I ask you a question, Hooker? Mr. Hooker, do you have a name we can call you by? Like Candy?
Or just, do you just like Hooker or...
Mr. Hooker?
You can call me Hooker or you can call me Slammy.
Slammy? Eh, okay.
Slammy is my night name.
So you have a night name, but you're not a night boy. Okay, got it. So I have a question for you.
Let's hear it.
Would you piss on the president's bed for money? Would you piss?
The president, yeah, for sure. They'd be a pretty penny.
We are talking about Barack Hussein Osama or Iraq Hussein Osama.
Or Iraq That's Hussein not- Ob- Osama, Osama bin Laden.
What is this show called? Who's in charge here?
It's a good night show with Little Triv. Look, Little Triv is not on his game. I don't know if you've been listening since we started, but he opened the show by running to the restroom to take a long number one, and that got us on the topic of pee. Then Seth told me that he calls it piss, and then you called.
Hooker.
I call it piss. I piss on people. People piss on me. I get paid for it.
You would do anything for money. You are a hooker.
I told you, indeed, I am a hooker, but I wouldn't do anything.
Okay, yeah, how about this?
I'll sex you up.
You keep saying that like that.
Look, you're not the first person to call in and proposition sex to Little Triv, and I know you keep saying it to me, but I know you mean Little Triv because he's really the stud around here, and I've got a wife.
Hey,
but...
who's got the money? I'll sex you up. No problem. But the thing of the matter is here. You want to pay me? What do you want? What else do you want me to pay you to do? I'll sex you up.
I was about to say because I know you're going to sex me up, but what my question is say there's a trash. Hey, see, okay, let's pretend like we're outside. So hey buddy, you see that trash can over there? There's a bunch of dirty buns in there. I want you to eat one of those buns for money. Would you do it?
No, I'm not. That's some. Have you ever seen the TV show Jackass, Lanigan? I'm not your Johnny Knoxville here.
So you wouldn't do it for money?
Is that the show where the guy lives with four women and they all kind of flirt?
I'll sex you up.
So my question, let me repeat this for you, okay? So would you fight another hobo for money?
I'm not a fighter.
I used to work for hobo fights. We used to film some guys doing that. And you sound like someone who Lamigan, would want to do that.
This your name's Lamigan?
Landon Lamigan. Look me up in the phone book, find me and fight me.
And you used to work for hobo fights?
I used to work for hobo fights.
You're awful. You want me to eat buns out of the trash? I'll sex you up.
You think it'd be funny? Yeah, I know you'll sex me up, but would you eat some dirty buns out of that trash can for any pretty penny? Would you do it for any pretty penny? How much would you do it for?
That's lowly, and I don't respect you.
There is a price for everything.
Have a good night.
Good night, sir.
Also, actually, you know what? Don't have a good night.
Well, where can I find you if I'm interested in something?
Shoot.
He was gone before we could even really...
I just wanted to mention to Slammy before he left that the little guy on Jackass, what's his name?
Midget.
Midget Man, he's hilarious.
Well, listen, so when they call in and they hang up on me and they get mad at what I say and then they hang up, it feels like you're pulling into the drive-thru at McDonald's and they turn off the drive-thru lights and they don't answer you when you make your order. That's what that feels like.
And that always tends to hurt. And we have another caller on the ear.
Hello, yeah. All of the inanity wasn't enough to get me to change the station, but when you mispronounced and elongated the I in Iraq, that was the clincher. I changed. You get, it's amazing. It's incredible.
Iraq.
Quite remarkable that you guys, it's Iraq. Iran, Iraq. It's
well, you're Italy. Irritating me. Italy, Iraq, America, Iraq.
Indonesia. It's Iraq, and it's Iceland and Ireland. Those are the two long eyes.
Is it America or America?
It's America.
Well, sir,
well it's Iraq as well,
but anyway,
buddy.
Hey, have your fun. Have your fun. But, you know, just because you spend money to take classes at in a good college doesn't mean that you're going to actually get that degree.
And we are in our 30s.
Think about it. Think about what I just said.
Your Iraq correction is making me irritated, sir.
Hey, we got into the best school in the nation, Case Western. Hey, you big jerk. Hey, we're all in our 50s.
A lot of bastards calling in tonight, rubbing me the wrong way, and I'm about to get very surly up in here. Ooh. Little Triv.
Ooh, I almost shouted at that guy.
Oh, I did. I screamed at him. Listen, Little Triv, today's Wednesday. Something big happened today. Starts with an F.
Get all your Iraqs out.
Big F. Let me think. When I think of the letter F, I obviously think of the swear word first. Then I think of the euphemism. And then I think of fake news.
Chef, what do you think of?
I think of... I quickly think of the swear word. Then I think of the dirty word. And then I think of food. And then I think of fake news.
Yeah, pretty much not too far
you're right
off from
there,
you guys.
Yeah, right there with us, huh?
Right there with you. And today we saw some fake news happen. And it was Mr. Trump's first press conference as president-elect of the country. And he went up on stage and he was bombarded with fake news. It's like The Daily Show. Every single news organization's turned into it. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Chuck Todd. Daily Show. Rachel Maddow, Daily Show.
We're going to take a quick break.
Unless,
Seth, you got something to add?
Well, fake news that we were just about to get into ties back into the first conversation we were having when you were in the bathroom doing, what were you doing? I don't remember. What was
I was
number one or number two?
It was a long one.
Well, some fake news came out about just that thing. And
we were lucky enough to have an actual hooker call in and tell us that we were wrong.
Just kind of lead it into what that specific thing was, Seth, and then we'll cut to the commercial and get to it when we come back.
We already talked about it, and Seth wants to talk about it the exact same thing, the exact same way.
A report was elicited on a fake news website, CNN.
The words implicited.
The report was
fake news website CNN.
The report was implicited on fake news CNN.com, which accused our president incumbent Donald J. Trump of peeing on a bed in Moscow.
Ah, and that's just. That's where we left off, Little Triv.
We left off there, and we also discussed it quite a bit, and I think we're done.
It's time to move on to something else.
Well, thank you for leading into that. It sounds very interesting.
You asked us to lead back into something we already talked about. Case closed. We even talked to a frickin' hooker.
My country used to be sweet land of liberty that once was true.
This is a special, special treat for our listeners. We have online for the first time this year, 2017, the new season, the new year for the Goodnight Show with Little Triv. This is the first time this year so far. And we have our good friend, Augie Nost, on the line. Augie, how are you?
Hey there. I am wonderful, they tell me. So, yeah, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're so great because you're here for the first time in the new year, 2017.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, is this going to be an interesting year.
Yeah, boy.
There's going to be more revelations and more dirt on governments and organizations uncovered this year than it has for 100 years.
That is very interesting, and that's just a great way to get rolling into this. Do you have any, have you heard any predictions or major revelations that you expect to be unveiled this year?
You sound like you got some inside bits to share.
I don't know. Look for something to be revealed about Antarctica. There is some things coming out of there that in the latter part of the year, probably. And what we think Antarctica is not what it is. There are, in fact, those of you that have been studying Google Earth, you have found some things down there. Probably there are anomalies, huge anomalies down there, and entrances and holes in the mountainsides and stuff. So it is, there's stuff going down there that, you know, their politicians and world leaders have gone down there. Why in the world are they doing that? Is for a specific purpose, prepare us for something that a lot of people have been begging for years, and that is disclosure.
It never occurred to me that Antarctica is the central leader place for all the leaders in the world. And I am hearing there are staircases that appear to be going into strange cracks in Antarctica.
Yeah. There is also a huge hole at the right where the geographic South Pole is. And the reason we don't see it is because whenever the weather computer show that arena or NASA show it, the computer automatically slides a sheet of ice over so we don't see it. They do the same at the North Pole. They slide the ice sheet over there, too. There's a hole there, too, into the center.
Augie, what is it about Antarctica that makes it such an anomaly hot spot? Maybe with all that ice or something? I don't know. But what is it?
There are bases down there from different species, for one thing, but also one of them is base 211 that was created by the Germans, started right about 1940, and they built this huge cavern they found inside there, and they started moving technologies down there. They moved scientists down there and people down there to the point today there is over 2 million people living in that cavern, that base, 211. They call it, it's on the area of Neuschwabenland.
That is indelible.
Repeat that name, please.
What's the name?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you guys. Say again.
Indalabad?
No. Neuschwabenland.
Neuschwabenland.
Schwabenland, yeah.
Neuschwabenland?
Seth, you try.
The major city inside there is called New Berlin.
That's easier. I like that one better, Augie.
Yeah, it works.
So my question is, this is Landon Lamigan here. Nice to talk to you tonight, Augie. My question here is, in Antarctica, you're saying there's 2 million people who secretly live there?
Yeah.
So my other question is, could there be more than just the 2 million?
Yes, there is.
Could you?
But the 2 million Germans that live down there, they don't only live there. They have German passports. They have American passports. They travel anywhere they want. They may go leave there for a while and do business.
Why?
Many governments around the world, they do business with them.
But why are they there? Or do you not know? Because, I mean, I'm sure the evidence is quite clear that they were there, but why would you want to go to the coldest place on Earth? Excuse me?
Well, the thing is that in 1940, some of the high-ranking German officers, they realized that they could not win the war. So they wanted to save the technology and their philosophy. And they moved it to a place which cannot be found, and that was a good place, Antarctica.
That sounds perfect, because Nazis created so many sorts of inventions and technologies. Antarctica is kind of a place where they were able to continue their Nazi technology. Am I correct?
Absolutely. The Nazi Empire never died. It moved to Antarctica and to America.
Does this phrase mean anything to you, Augie? The Empire never ended.
That's correct. It never did.
Augie, I have a question. Did the Nazi ideology ever evolve and they turned into more of a technology-based empire as opposed to a hateful-based empire?
That was a great question. I was about to ask the same thing. Augie, what do you think?
Well, yeah. Let's put it this way. They soften in the words a little bit. They changed their tactics, and they became more palatable, and they called it... I don't know if I should say this. I really like to live. So, but they moved to America, and it became the America. They see Paperclip, the Operation Paperclip.
Augie, you don't have to say the name if you don't want to.
3,000 high-ranking and German scientists came to America, and they placed them both in technology, in politics, and they started the CIA with it. They embedded them into the American government, and the Germans, they stuck together. They had this code of silence, which they only talked to each other about. And they wanted to change the American system to perpetuate the Nazi regime, and they succeeded.
Augie, you are a well of brand new knowledge to us middle-agers, and you're sort of developing a cult following amongst our listeners. But I have to ask, what are your sources? People, our listeners are calling in bewildered by these amazing brand new facts you present.
Well,
but what are your sources?
If they want to know more, they could read my book.
Which is called?
Please sell the book.
Spiritual Science, Higher Conscious Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. I speak about this in there and many other things that you don't see anywhere else.
Is it kind of like a textbook for everything you weren't supposed to know?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
Ooh, you should use that, Augie.
Yeah, I do that on my blog at my website, www.aagenost.com. I call it the blog of all the things you're not supposed to know about.
Yes, I highly recommend our listeners check that out. Augie, I have another question regarding the Arctic Nazis. Is it true that when the Nazis lost the war and they had all these scientists, they, as a sort of revenge, sent their dumpiest scientists to come help us make the rockets, which took us to the moon in probably the worst way possible, using as much fuel as possible, while they saved their best scientists for their own personal gains?
Yeah, I think you got it right. Yeah, we took about half of the good scientists from Germany. Russians took the other half, slightly less actually. But the Germans did it different. They took the German scientists into the Russian scientific community, and they drained their brains. They learned what they knew, and then they expatriated them back to Germany. They did not have the German philosophy. They got the science, but they didn't get the underpinning, conquering mentality of the German on the inside. But the Americans did, because they never sent them home.
So you think the Nazi thoughts might have been what was holding them back from their true potential as a scientist?
Yeah, but see, NASA is basically, oh God, we're getting into an area here that is dangerous to even talk about. And just
we do not want to put you in danger, Augie.
We should come up with a safe word.
Don't worry about it. I'm well protected.
Oh.
But the thing is that when it comes to NASA, yeah, they have built all these great rockets and stuff, but we got this thing called the Van Allen Belt. And for live people to go through there, it is really not very possible to do it safely. They can get through, but they will be cooked on the way out. So they never went to the moon. And this is going to become public knowledge probably towards the end of this year.
Do you think it's something Donald Trump will release, or is it something that will be more along the lines of a WikiLeaks?
WikiLeaks, you can look for that. I think the timeline on it is very shortly, probably in the next few months, is going to come out some things about NASA that's going to blow the lid off the whole thing. But more so, look into the science. Look into the science of it, and you will find it's theoretically impossible for them to go in the moon in that tin can that they said they did in 1969. Now, they have been to the moon, and there's American bases up there. There's shuttles going back and forth every week to the moon, but they are using a different technology, one that sets up a electromagnetic bubble around the craft so it does not get destroyed by the Van Allen belt.
So I am wondering, are they going deeper into the Earth, Augie? Like, I'm talking the center of the Earth.
Yeah, there is. I just saw a video, which I kind of knew about, but there was a truck driver that said that he had entered the... in a tunnel in the Chicago area, and he drove in a tunnel all the way to Washington, D.C., under the ground. And they did that because they have built tunnels from Chicago to Denver to different places around, all the way down to Texas, and they use for transportation of things that they don't want people to see. These are huge tunnels. You can drive two trains side by side through it.
Augie, let's change gears ever so briefly, and we only have a few minutes with you left, so I want to make sure I ask.
All right.
Augie, we have been tested as an American people, and I understand that you are not necessarily an American person, but we have been tested by some recent claims regarding our president-elect Donald J. Trump and some dealings he has had with the high government of Russia.
Uh-huh.
Now, can you speak to, if you can speak to the veracity of these claims? And if true, what do they mean for our future to have a compromat, a Manchurian candidate, if you will, leading the most powerful country in the world, Augie?
No, we avoided the Manchurian candidate. That's the one we did not elect.
Hillary!
But, wow. I think what we could say, you're probably talking about the hacking of the DNC computer.
Yes.
And all that. But yeah, it may have happened. I don't know. I really don't care if that happened, because Americans do the same thing to Russia. This is an international game that goes on all the time.
So it's nothing new.
Nothing new, just old.
Nothing to fear.
This is just something that they bring up to create bad blood against Trump. Trump will be very good for the American economy.
And the best thing is, the American people voted for him. So even if Russia got him elected, the American people still voted for him, Augie.
Yeah. Yeah. His opponent.
Yeah, we don't need to say her by name.
Hillary.
Yeah,
Seth.
The rallies that she created. I mean, she rented arenas and 48 people showed up. And he had 35,000 to 75,000 people when he did it. She hardly had any voters at all, except for the ones that, you know, want things for nothing. But on the other hand, is that she cheated, yeah, but she didn't cheat enough, so she lost.
Exactly. And Augie, I have a quick little story relating to the 48-person arena. I went to a Hillary Clinton rally once as a protester in support of Donald J. Trump. And when I got there, I was dressed as a protester against Hillary. I was dressed up as Monica Lewinsky with a cat in the hat on. And I walked in there and I was going to cause a big ruckus and I was going to be on CNN because of the attention that it would bring, because I was dressed up as Monica Lewinsky, who is Bill Clinton's sex slave.
Yeah.
So I got there expecting to cause a ruckus, and she was screaming and yelling and talking and saying her speech that was pretty much written by a robot. And I started protesting, and then I realized I am the only person here. There might have been a couple scragglers that had just walked by, but I am telling you, Augie, I was one of maybe 10 people at this rally in a giant outdoor venue in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Lambie, no. You got anything for Augie?
No, I'm dry. It's a well.
Yeah. No,
the well is dry.
If you want to learn more, just go to my website. That's www.augie-nest.com.
Hey, could you say the name of your book one more time? We're going to read the book soon, Augie. And, man, we will have many questions for you after that. So just say the name of the book one more time.
Please.
Okay. Spiritual Science, Higher Conscious Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. And on Amazon, you can read a listing of everything that is in it, all the way from how to time travel and what is thought, who we are, where we came from, and humankind's hidden history, and a lot of stuff.
Thank you, Augie, for coming on the show for the first time this year. I hope everything you said is true. I hope some of what you said isn't true, because it's just sometimes it's too hard to bear, Augie. I hate to say it, but you can be a bearer of bad news sometimes as much as a bearer of good news.
I tell you, though, I'm a bearer of good news, because what's coming this year is going to be good for America.
And you tell the truth, Augie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to have some good times. And somewhere along the line here, the dark side of the force, so to speak, we're gonna have a hiccup, but we'll get over it really quick.
Thank you so much, Augie. How'd you ring in the new year, really quick?
Oh, I just did basically nothing. I just sat there and had a glass of wine and
nice drinking.
Yeah.
Me too.
I did the same thing, except for me it was beer and popcorn.
That's good stuff too.
Yummy popcorn.
Bye, Augie.
Bye, Augie.
Okay, bye.
Always a pleasure. What is this music, Lambigan?
I don't know. I just Googled it.
What did you Google?
Scary neck. Oh, wait, hang on. Let me listen.
Scary neck.
Scary nest. Scary nest. I wanted something that made me think of like a scary, like beast's egg, and came up with this.
And you found this.
Not bad, huh?
It's not too bad for what I would expect to come up for. It's scary
not,
nest.
It's not Bush. One of my favorite groups, Bush. And the president wasn't too bad either. Either of them wasn't too bad, and the band's pretty good too.
And a woman's.
Don't let a day.
Hey, you want to hear music that sounds like this? We're going to be giving away some tickets here in a couple minutes.
Oh, what do you have in store for us, Seth?
Tickets to the Cloud Nothing show on the 26th.
It's the big Cloud Nothing show at the 26th.
At the Grog Shit with the Cowboy and Mist.
Oh, there's a band called The Cowboy?
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It's just too cute. Too cute, Seth.
Is it that cowboy at Times Square who's naked?
No, that's New York City.
It does remind me of that. The number's 216-368-2208. We actually had a few callers tonight, which is surprising because our listenership has been dwindling. Or maybe our listeners are getting more shy because we get paper reports faxed to us of our listenership. And sometimes the numbers are just astronomical. But we just don't get many callers anymore. We did get a caller today from a man who was very mad that we were all college students.
Everyone's too sensitive. That's why no one listens to this show. We can't say Iraq without getting flack.
I cannot clarify enough that we are on a college station strictly for a large listenership, and none of us have anything to do with this college at all.
Since when is it not called Iraq?
Hang on, Steph. Hold on. I wasn't done. We have never explained that to our... Turn off the music. Dark nest my ass. I don't even know where that crap came from. So anyway, we are on a college station, folks. We do not go to college, didn't go to college, never went to college, didn't go to this college, don't give a crap about this college. We are in it for the wide listenership. So if you're calling us acting like we're a bunch of ungrateful college kids, well, guess what? We think the same exact way about everybody else at college. We agree with you, but it's not us. We're on your side, folks.
Hey, to anyone out there who likes this Darkness music, call 216-368-2208.
We turned off
the... You could win two tickets.
We turned off the music.
Two tickets to the Cloud Nothing show. Is anyone out there?
What was that you were saying before, Lamigan?
About the pee?
I was going to say something. No, it was the more recent thing you just said.
Like about how we're not in college?
Oh, yes. And why can't we say Iraq anymore? Is it not politically correct to say Iraq?
Oh, yes, I was just saying this. And that's why we don't have any listeners.
It's because they just get too offended, Seth. We are
by what?
It's just...
Iraq? Ooh. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, and... I'm the shot spot. I forget Iraq.
I'm and sorry, we don't speak that.
I will take the tickets.
Say that again?
I will take the tickets.
Oh, you would like the tickets? Oh, we got to
get. Yes, and rock the Cosmos.
Ooh, rock
Ooh, you the like Cosmos. That? You like that band?
Yeah.
Can I get your name, please?
Yeah, it's... Dana,
could you
want to give it to you off air?
Yeah, could you just call back? That'd probably be the easiest way to do it. Just call back right away. Or
you guys are awesome tonight, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I was
Yo, that means a lot.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the little German insight there.
Oh, we always love some German insight.
Is this so?
Which means kiss, lick my dick in German, by the way.
Very, you know what else that I found surprising about tonight is that we found out that we got the dumpy Nazi scientists to create our space shuttle, and they kept the good ones and put them in Antarctica.
Yeah, isn't that weird? And John Glenn nominated my brother twice to the Merchant Marine Academy.
John Glenn, you yes. know, not as much of a hero as he gets credit for.
Well, we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah, because he didn't really do anything heroic as far as I'm concerned.
I would love to debate about the fact that he is more of an anti-hero. But anyways, yeah, just call back and we'll get your phone number from you.
Not a problem. At least he said that they saw the aliens.
Did he say that? I do know that Edgar Mitchell said that, as did that other guy.
Yeah, so did John Glenn.
John Glenn, the oldest man ever to float in space.
He didn't go any further than that. Okay, I'll call you guys right back, give you the number, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, talk.
Bye, talk. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break and get back with those suppers.
Oh, we're going to come right back with the suppers then.
What did you make for supper? Anything? I skipped dinner.
You didn't have dinner.
Skipped it.
Explains your personality.
I'm on an oat diet.
Explains your unhinged mood.
I get very moody.
I had a couple things for dinner. I had, to start, I cooked, by the way, not my wife, not my daughters. I had some birched Philly green, a whipped finchlet.
I love Philly green.
I also had some Akron-based red bean. And my favorite snack, mixed in with the entrees, was... Chili minis. You guys ever had chili minis?
Chili mini?
I've had mini chilies.
So what happens when you eat a chili mini is you bake cornbread muffins and you scoop out the muffin part. You scoop out the middle. And then you pour a little bit of chili in there and bake it until the outside hardens again. And you can pull it out of the muffin tin, and inside is chili.
I loved baked edge dishes. Are you done with your meal?
The last thing I had, real quick, I had a total pork meal.
Total. Let me just say my meal. It was quick, simple, but huge. I had a 20-ounce portion, and by 20-ounce, it was actually about 20 pounds of split personality wild bird. Ever since they have been flourishing again this year, they have come back from what seems to have been a extinction of sorts or extreme endangerment, but they now have many mental health issues, so I have been eating them, and it's been difficult, and they are struggling, but yes, I had 20 pounds of split personality wild bird. Lamigan.
I already said I did not eat dinner.